you see the prom dress I just bought? It is so me.
Is that a good thing?
Are you kidding? Well, of course I haven't bought the batteries yet. Dwayne is gonna love it.
Wow, you have a date and a dress. So far my prom's looking like a bag of chips and a remote control.
Indeed, you spent your whole year dating Nelson and Viper. Nobody knows you're available. I'll put the word out.
You're not gonna do anything tacky, are you?
Of course not. Let me borrow your magic marker.
Kimmy, I don't want my name on a locker room wall.
Right. Initials and phone number.
No, Kimmy! 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 Give me back!
Look up and open up your shoulders. Look at your fence and give your pony enough time to see that fence. Good. Open up your shoulders. Look up. Good.
See, Michelle, you're doing great.
Thanks.
You see, all those quarters we pumped into that little horse in front of the supermarket really paid off.
I'd be even better if I didn't have to share the time with Joey.
Okay, Michelle, heels down.
Well, let's see. Riding hat, riding pants, riding boots. Wild guess. You were riding?
And jumping.
You did great. I don't know, Becky, there's something about being around horses that just makes you want to shower and shower again.
Hey, Becky.
Hey, Steph. You're usually home from school before this.
Well, I stayed late to work on my scene for drama class. It's so cool. We're doing the balcony scene from Romeo and Juliet, and I'm Juliet, and Andrew Berkeley is my Romeo. He's a total babe.
You know, I did that play in junior high. It wasn't a lot of fun, though. Well, I went to an all-girls school. In fact, I was Romeo.
Well, you see, the only problem is, whenever we get to the kissing part, he just stops.
That's because you have dry lips.
Excuse me, but I do not have dry lips.
Oh, yeah? They look like two sun-dried gummy bears.
Steph, don't listen to her. Your lips aren't... You might want to think about breathing through your nose.
Chapstick. I need chapstick.
Hey, Beck. Guess what two wacky DJs have an audition for their own late-night wacky TV show?
Casey Kasem and Howard Stern?
No and no. I mean, I'll give you a hint. One of them is the father of your children.
Well, I said Howard Stern.
Ah! Oh, it's us. We come up with a great concept. Joey, tell her.
You see, Beck, each week we'll go to an unusual location and meet with unusual people with unusual jobs. We'll get to experience just what it's like to be...
unusual!
Oh, I think you pretty much got that far down.
See, for our audition, we're going to tag team wrestle Sven and Ingemar, the Swedish spleen stompers.
You know something, Jess? If we're going to be on live TV with professional wrestlers, I better go find my tights. Because if not, I'm going to have to shave my legs.
God, I hope he finds them.
Well, honey, I think that this is great, but are you sure you have time for another project?
Honey, we're talking about my own TV show here.
Yeah, I know, but you already have your own radio show, your own band, your own club, and your own kids, and your own wife who likes to see you more than 12 minutes a day.
Well, there's some things we'll always have time for.
Hey, Jess, can I borrow your razor?
Gotta go.
Hey, Deej, great news. I've had a healthy response to my search to find you, Mr. Wright. Call it in, boys! Kimmy, would you do raid a Star Trek convention? Hey, don't start getting picky now. Oh, by the way, are you a stickler for stuff like personal hygiene?
Call me weird, but yes.
Rats. Bachelors 2 and 5, hit the showers.
Congratulations, Kimmy. You've hit an all-time low.
Come on, Deej, at least talk to them. You've got nothing to lose.
Except my dignity.
That's the attitude.
So.
Try not to startle them.
Have any of you guys ever been to a dance? With a woman? Who wasn't in your family? Okay, thank you. We'll get back to you.
Hey, boys, haul it back out.
Where are you going?
I'm driving the van. I gotta get them back for their allergy shots.
Hi. Hi. My name's Elizabeth. And that's my horse, Sir Reginald III.
I'm Michelle, and this is my horse, Old Peppermill, the rented.
Are you going to be in the jumping competition next week? It's really cool.
Sounds like fun. What do you think, Peppermill? If you like the idea, just stand there. He loves it.
Great, I'll see you there.
Hey, honey, you were fantastic out there. You know what? I think maybe you missed a spot. Let me, please.
When you're done with that horse, could you comb out my little girls?
I'm a parent, not a groomer.
Oh, I'm sorry. You just had the air of stable help.
In that case, I'll take the dollar. Thank you.
Dad, guess what? There's a jumping contest next week, and I really want to be in it. So does Peppermill. He practically begged me.
I don't know, Michelle. You just started jumping. To enter one of those contests, you need a whole formal riding outfit. It costs a lot of money.
I don't mind.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't. Before I make that kind of commitment, I want to make sure you're going to stick with riding longer than you stuck with ballet and soccer and raising sea monkeys.
I think you're making a very wise decision.
Thank you. I'm sure as a parent, you understand.
Oh, absolutely. Losing a competition can be very traumatic for a young child.
I think you're missing my little parenting point here. Now, this isn't about winning or losing.
Of course it isn't, especially if you're losing. You wouldn't want to get her hopes up for nothing.
I don't know if you saw Michelle riding out there, but if she entered the competition, she could win.
Enjoy your little fantasy, because in reality, my Elizabeth wins this competition every year.
Oh, really? Well, not this year, because Michelle Tanner's going to kick your butt.
Come along, Elizabeth. This is why you don't go to public school.
Come along, Michelle. We're going shopping.
But, Dad, I thought you didn't want to spend all that money on new stuff.
Yes, but that's before I was just reminded how much money we're going to save by sending you to public school. Hey.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, camera and a saddle. Big date tonight?
No. This saddle's going to be ridden by the best-dressed rider in the Bayview Junior Equestrian Competition. I proudly give you the lovely Michelle Tanner.
Wow, Michelle. Hey, if we gave you a lantern, you could stand out on the front lawn.
Thanks for buying me all this stuff, Dad, but what if I don't win?
Don't worry about it, sweetheart. Winning is not everything.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, As long as you beat that Elizabeth girl with a loudmouth mother.
I'll get that. Michelle Scram. Oh, hi, Andrew. Come in. So, you all ready to rehearse a little Shakespeare?
You bet. I've been reading the play all day.
Yeah, me too.
Do you understand it?
Not a word.
Me neither.
Michelle, I said out.
Why do I have to leave?
Because I said so.
You know, Stefan, it might be a good idea to have an audience.
Exactly what I was thinking. So, why don't we take it from where we left off, right before the kiss?
Now this, I've got to see.
My bounty is as boundless as the sea. My love is deep. The more I give to thee, the more I have, for both are infinite. This is where you scale the balcony, but for now you can just use the stairs. I hear some noise within. Dear love, adieu.
And we kiss. End of scene.
I note dry lips.
Excuse me?
That's okay. I don't blame you. It's like kissing a cactus.
Michelle?
What's the big deal? He didn't tell me I have a crush on him.
Pardon me, Andrew, whilst I breaketh her bones.
Dry lips, dry lips.
Michelle, God!
You two work this out. Listen,
Andrew.
See you later, Steph.
Michelle, I can't believe you would do this to me. I'm never going to forgive you.
I guess dry lips make people cranky. Talk.
Absolutely, but not right now. I got too many things going on. Joey and I got to work on some holds for this wrestling thing we're doing. Is it important, Munchkin?
Well, I'm just really worried about this jumping competition.
Oh, don't worry about it. You're going to be great. You're going to knock them dead. You're going to kill them. You're going to do whatever it is you do at those competitions.
Jump.
Oh, yeah, okay, you're going to do that.
Well, I'm glad you're going to be there on Saturday.
Well, hold that gladness, Shorty. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. I got so many things going on. I got to do the books for the Smash Club. I got to rehearse the band. I got to find a new band for the Smash Club. I got to do this wrestling thing with Joey. I don't even have time to finish the sentence.
You just did.
Oh, see, I'm behind already. I'm sorry, kiddo. You'll be great. The masked meathead.
Come on, Jess. We're going to be in the ring with professional wrestlers. We got to look the part. Everything's got to be big and theatrical. Now, throw another pillow on this couch and check out this entrance.
Joey?
Yes?
You want to just skip the entrance?
Okay. Yeah, I think so. That's a good idea, Jess.
Get up. We got to practice some wrestling holds here so we don't look like fools in the ring, okay?
Okay.
I'm over here. You're over there. All right, now come over here. I'm going to put you in a little headlock here.
Okay.
Bend over.
You, Daddy?
Boys, we're not playing, we're working.
You got a weird job.
It's because I have a weird partner. All right, what's next?
Now, Jess, I do what's called an escape.
Which is?
Hey, are you okay?
I think I bruised a sideburn.
You help me, Daddy.
No, boys. Don't help, okay? Just go sit down over there.
You're no fun anymore.
Boys, there's time to have fun and there's a time to be serious. Right now, it's time to be serious. Joey, put your ankle in my armpit.
No, Jess, let's try this. Lay down flat on the mat and put one of your legs up in the air.
Nothing personal. Okay. All right. Now, put that leg up in the air. Now, I come over like this. I grab your foot. Uh-huh. I put my leg over like this. Uh-huh. I put that hand there, this hand there.
Ow! Ow! Why are you twisting my ankle?
So that this'll feel good.
What? Ah! I got my legs all locked up.
Hence the name, leg lock.
How do we unlock?
Well, either I put my foot around your neck like this, mm-hmm. and...
Ow! Ow, ow. This isn't working.
The other way is to get the big book of wrestling holds off my bed and see what it says.
Boys, boys, here's your chance to help Daddy. Run upstairs and get the big book off Joey's bed.
Sorry, you said don't help. Let's go, brother.
Boys, go. Joey, this is all your fault. Come here so I can smack you on the head. Come here. Come on. Come here.
Welcome to Bayview Equestrian Center.
Hi, Michelle. Hey, Elizabeth. I want to wish you good luck today. And tell your horse, too.
Thanks.
Good luck to you guys, too.
Hey, beautiful. How's my favorite junior jumper?
I'm okay, but old Peppermill could use a pep talk.
Ah, I can handle that. All right, Peppermill. I am going to tell you the same thing my beloved track coach told me right before my very first big track meet. Tanner, you keep those water bottles filled. Might not apply here, huh?
Oh, there's my little champion. Now, Elizabeth, don't forget. After you win, we're going out for a big victory dinner. Hmm?
Michelle, after you win, we're going out for a big victory dinner. And a victory movie.
Now, Elizabeth, remember what your instructor told you about visualizing. Picture yourself jumping and clearing the hurdles.
Michelle, you picture yourself jumping and clearing those exact same hurdles, only jumping higher and faster.
How dare you steal our visualizations? I paid good money for those.
Our next rider is Allison Staff. She's on lightning.
Zach, we really need to get ready for the contest.
I'll see you in the winner's circle.
Winner's circle? I guess you'll be there to congratulate us.
Our last senior contestant is Julia McDonald, riding speed.
Riding used to be fun.
Yeah, before parents got involved.
I've got an idea. Why don't we skip the contest and just go riding on the trail for fun?
Tanner, you're a genius.
This is gonna be great.
Yeah.
Hey, let's head out to the trail. Come on.
So fun.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, hey.
How's Michelle doing?
She's doing great. She's ready to roll. She's chomping at the bit. Actually, that was Peppermill.
Mama, we want a horse.
Okay, I'll get you one when you're older.
How old?
Old enough to carry a shovel.
Now presenting our junior jumper competition.
Where's my Elizabeth? She's not there.
Guess her kid couldn't handle the pressure.
Dad, Michelle's not out there either.
I thought you just told me she was chomping.
Now, that was a horse.
He's missing too.
Okay, we'll be right back. Take care. She's not in there. Where could she be? Jess, what are you doing here?
Hey, guys. I rearranged some stuff. I'm going to do the books tonight, rehearse tomorrow, and I'm going to check out the new band next week. And if I keep talking, we're going to miss the competition.
I'm glad you're here, but right now we got to find Michelle.
You didn't find Michelle. Where is she?
I don't know.
Hold on, guys. Excuse me, sir. You seen a little girl, blonde hair, about yay high, with just the cutest darn smile and a big, smelly horse?
You know, I never thought I'd get a chance to say this, but they went that away.
Can we borrow these horses?
Yep, yourself.
Thank you.
Amen.
Excuse me, sir, would it be okay if I borrowed this little horse right here?
Well, that ain't a horse, Greenhorn. That's a burro.
Ready? Yeah.
Name's Milton.
Milton Berle. What else?
Let's go. Come on, Milton. Let's go.
I like riding a horse when you don't have to win anything.
Yeah, it's cool.
Hey, want to jump that log?
Yeah, let's do it.
Come on, Michelle! Michelle, wake up! She fell off her horse!
Michelle, don't move her.
She hit her head.
Oh my gosh!
What happened? Is she okay?
I don't know.
Michelle, can you hear me, honey? Honey?
Next time on Full House.
I am so sorry I put so much pressure on you.
That's okay. Who are you?
Well, memory loss is very common with head injuries.
Come on in, Michelle. Don't be scared.
Do you remember us?
Aren't you the nice people I met at the hospital?
Jesse's our uncle.
Right, the guy with the hair. I know you all want me to remember, but I can't. I'm sorry.
What if she never remembers us?
Jack, we're family. We're gonna get through this.
Yeah, we'll do whatever it takes.